Good morning. Welcome from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host. I'm a landscape designer, horticulturist, and I'm a garden author, and I love to help you with your gardening questions. It's the 30th of July. It is the last day of the month, and it's been an interesting month, very busy. My work has been exceptionally stressful this month. Guy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
I am great. And Lizzie is here. Thank you so much. Good morning, Lizzie. Nope, we can't hear.
That's me.
Well, we're so glad to have you. How was your week, Guy?
It was great. Last night, my wife wanted burgers, so I made her burgers. It was delicious.
Oh, and if you saw them, amazing. And he is such a good griller.
Oh,
let me tell you what.
Did you post it on Facebook?
I put it on our WFLA Orlando Instagram.
Oh, I got to follow that.
There you go.
I do. I'm going to be jealous of that. Tony makes great burgers, too. So, Lizzie, how was your week?
Can't complain.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, it's been a hot week, and it has been raining. I haven't had any rain in Orlando. I don't think Tom has. But Jim Allison up in Newberry, he had from Tuesday to Wednesday 1.85 inches of rain. That makes nearly 11 inches of rain for him this month.
Wow, really?
11 inches. Now, we get most of our rainfall in the summertime, and it averages about 7 inches, but 11 inches. And so, goodness gracious, that makes up for what we didn't get in June because we were really stressed out.
Exactly.
So I appreciate him letting me know that. And, you know, it's wonderful. If you're out there in South Florida, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Port St. Lucie, St. Petersburg, you know, you can always let me know. Central Florida, North Florida, let me know what's going on in your garden and how you can what you're doing and how things are going. So I was very hesitant to recommend people to plant citrus trees. And it's because, you know, there's a 100% chance, even if you buy one that doesn't have citrus greening, you're going to get it. But I saw this article in where was it? It was in the Alachua Chronicle. And Florida citrus growers expect 42 million boxes of fruit this season as they enter the 17th year of citrus greening. Now, those of you who have just heard about it, we've been dealing with it in the agricultural industry for 17 years here in Florida. It was first discovered in Florida in 2005. And in 2003, Florida produced over 200 million boxes of citrus fruit. Well, it's down to 42 million now. Now, citrus greening is a disease caused by Asian citrus psyllid. It's an insect that feeds off the plant. And so the University of Florida has been doing research, and, you know, it is mostly, here in Florida, we don't produce eating oranges. You know, you buy those lovely orange ones in the produce section. Those, the ones that are the prettiest are usually from California. Our oranges in Florida produce juice. That's what we do. Mainly Valencia and Hamlin oranges. They're grown in the largest quantities, and not so much lemons or mandarin oranges. So they are still working on it, and growers are still growing it, growing citrus. So I have a little bit of hope that we are going to be having citrus here in Florida for a long time. So it's just, you know, an industry that when you used to drive through Florida, you could smell the orange blossoms in the wintertime.
It was some of them, not even just orange, you mean just the citrus blossoms all together. It was gorgeous, and I feel so bad for anybody who's just now moving to Florida. If you've not experienced that, it just, in the cattle country.
I know, Florida's so great to live in. And so they're still planting citrus, and they're still growing it. So that is great news. I really am very excited about that. And so, you know, it's just something that if you have citrus trees, you want to make sure you're keeping them fertilized on a regular basis. Spray the new leaves, the new growth, to keep that psyllid off of the citrus trees. And, you know, the citrus trees aren't going to last as long. You can use them in planters and containers around a pool area or on your patio area. But you eventually, the psyllid is going to get you and find you. If you have a citrus tree in your yard, you want to check it to see if you have citrus greening on it, and it's best to remove it. If the fruit is already starting to turn bad, or if it's turning really yellow, and so, you know, just I'm going to post on our Facebook page today, along with the show, links on citrus greening symptoms, and you can look for that. You've heard of supply chain delays. Well, not in DeLand. Coming up, we have one of our great sponsors that I'm very proud to say has an amazing nursery, Quality Green Specialist.
Yes.
Owner Dana Venrick, he's going to be up. He's got timely news on what was delivered to the nursery this week.
I'm so excited. I can't wait.
Yep. It was a great YouTube video, and I said, Dana, we got to tell everybody you have it, because it just is very important this time of the year to keep your plants healthy, and Quality Green Specialist knows how to do that. So I'm very excited about it. You can call our amazing producers, Guy and Lizzie, at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680 today. I'd love to hear from you. You can grab your cup of coffee, grab your cup of tea, and, you know, you can give us a call. You can text me and let me know our text machine is working. And so I love doing that. Also, too, in our second hour, very important, Mary Phillips, she's the Senior Director of Garden for Wildlife. She was on a few months ago, but some news has come up this week, and so she's going to be talking to us about that and giving us some suggestions, so I'm looking forward to it. I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
2 degrees every minute. That's how fast a car heats up in the Florida sun. And cracking a window open does very little to keep the vehicle cool. A child's body temperature can rise 3 to 5 times faster than adults. Never leave a child or a pet unattended in a vehicle, even for a short period of time. If you see a child or pet locked in a car, take immediate action and call 911. Every time you leave your vehicle, check for kids and pets. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
If you have ever thought about remodeling your bathroom but were worried it would take too long or cost too much, then stop worrying. Right now, Jacuzzi Bath Remodel has designed a collection of high-quality custom products and perfected the one-day remodeling experience so you can enjoy your new bathroom faster than ever before. It's a worry-free bath remodel from the most trusted brand name in the business, Jacuzzi. A Jacuzzi bath system fits in your existing tub space. It's a no-mess installation with an amazing style selection, factory-certified installers, and a limited lifetime warranty. Call 800-517-6580, 800-517-6580 right now and get 50% off installations with no interest and no payments for 12 months. Replace that old bathtub today with a walk-in shower for a safer bathing experience. If you have lived in your home for over 15 years, it's time to remodel your bathroom. For a virtual or in-home appointment, call 800-517-6580. That's 800-517-6580. 800-517-6580.
Mosquitoes are a nuisance. They can transmit deadly diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Protect yourself with Summit Mosquito Dunks. Placed in ponds, bird baths, or any standing water, Summit Mosquito Dunks are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife, but kill mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite and last for 30 days or more. Find Summit Mosquito Dunks at garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and you are listening to a gardening show where you can call in your gardening questions. You can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. And those of you who are texting and letting us know that our text line is working, thank you so much. Good morning to you. I hope you have a good cup of coffee, good cup of tea. I do. Thank you very much, Tony. And
He is awesome.
He is. And he takes such good care of me. And we have great show lined up for you today. In fact, Dana Venrick is on with us right now. Dana is the owner of Quality Green Specialist Nursery in DeLand. I mean, right downtown DeLand. And it is just a wonderful oasis that you can take advantage of here in Central Florida. Good morning, Dana. How are you?
Good morning, Teresa. How are you?
I'm great, and I will tell you, I was excited to see your YouTube video this week that you posted on Facebook. And, you know, with all the supply chain issues and declining fertilizer supply and the summer fertilizer ban, I was so glad to see you got a whole semi-truckload of azomite in that was delivered this week.
Well, yes, we got 20 pallets of granulated azomite in, along with 10 pallets of the micronized, which is like a fine powder, you know, for more quick results. Granulated, easier to spread, more long-term, slow release.
And so
we have it available.
Well, that is so good because we do have, the fertilizer bans on right now, but azomite is not a fertilizer per se, is it? What actually does it do in the landscape?
Well, it's a complete mineralizer. It doesn't have nitrogen and phosphorus, so it complies, you know, with the best management practices and, you know, the nitrogen and phosphorus ban. But it has a complete mineral package which gives such life to the soil, to the microbial life that transform, you know, all the unavailable minerals to available. So it's very bioavailable. All those active microbes then sequester nitrogen from the air, from nitrogen fixing, and then also by mineralization, they convert, you know, other forms like the uric acid and ammonium forms or acidic forms in the soil to the nitrate that the plants can take up. And it's on a regular, slow, steady basis, so it doesn't overload the soil and leach out to cause pollution. It's a beautiful thing in the summer when, you know, nitrogen and phosphorus aren't allowed.
I think that is so important. And, you know, it's just, it helps the plants, grow better. And so how does it benefit trees, citrus trees, for citrus greening? I was talking about that earlier, and I know farmers are using minerals in the soil to when they are growing the orchards. How does it benefit the homeowner citrus tree?
Well, because it's a complete mineral package along with the Citrus Thrive Plus that growers spray that we have available, it's very penetrating. We put 3 surfactants penetrants in there along with a 4-10-10 analysis. That means 10% phosphorus and 10% potassium and 4% nitrogen as a foliar spray so that the minerals get into the tree, NPK gets into the tree, penetrates throughout, including the roots, so the tree thrives in spite of the greening. We have lots of evidence of it now in two local groves here in the DeLand area. So we are very happy with it, and it combines with fertilizer, you know, for lawns with the zero nitrogen in the summer, and then with something like a 727, which nicely complements the azomite with the 2% phosphorus. So we also have one, if you're not sure if your phosphorus is low, we have also like a more traditional fertilizer, something like 18, 10, 12, to give you plenty of phosphorus. But most of the soils actually are high in phosphorus already in Florida, so we highly recommend a soil test, which we can do.
Excellent. So they can come to you and bring you their soil sample, and you can test it.
Absolutely. We give a complete analysis and recommendation so they can give the soil exactly what they need and avoid things, you know, that might overload the soil that's already high in the soil.
How much does it cost for you to do that?
Well, it costs a very reasonable fee, $75. I put a lot of time in on it so that you have, you know, very accurate and complete recommendations.
Okay, excellent. Now, I have someone who's just texted, one of our listeners. Good morning. Thank you for texting. How is azomite for potted plants or raised beds?
We put it on all our raised beds and potted plants because it gives the mineral that are lacking, particularly when you plant them in Florida soils. We don't have available silicon or silicon dioxide that many soil-rich soils, you know, particularly further north, have. We have like seashell-based soils, unavailable silicon is silicon oxide, but you have to have silicon dioxide like that comes out of the volcano, and that volcanic ash we use is the azomite. And then you have a complete package. You know, we had a ditty. We remember that actually the chemistry professor taught us this little ditty. So we remember all the essential elements, and not just the fertilizer elements, but the first one, the most important, is carbon, then silicon, and then hydrogen and oxygen, air and water. Then you get to the fertilizer elements. So in Florida particularly, we're low on available carbon because of our sandy, low organic matter soil that's carbon.
Right.
And, of course, you know, silicon is not available in the sand. It's just locked up. So that's what it does. It gives those things like in greening, you know, the two things that are most visible as far as the deficiency are potassium and also boron. So if you get all the minerals and they penetrate with the liquid, with the surfactant penetrance, then the tree recovers. And we have a lot of happy homeowners and growers that are growing beautiful citrus again.
Excellent. So now, what size bag does azomite come in? Can the homeowner get a small bag, take home to try it out?
Absolutely. We have 10-pound bags and 44-pound bags. We've gone from the 44, from the 40 to the 44-pound bag, and so you get more for your money now. And so we can even put it in a smaller bag as a sample. But, you know, 10 pounds, you know, very reasonable, and you will be surprised by how well it works, particularly in these poor sandy Florida soils. And you make it rich like any other soil.
That's great for our homeowners to know. So you're called Quality Green Specialist, and that's because you specialize in certain types of trees and plants. And so what kind of native trees do you have, and any edible fruit trees that you can that someone can put in their edible landscape?
Oh, we have all kinds of wonderful things right now, including the maples and the oaks and the hollies. They're all natives. But right now we have a great selection of blueberries, the emerald and the star of blueberries.
Oh, those are good varieties.
Yeah, we have wonderful grapes, a southern home. I love the grape-like looking leaves. We have a new one called Dunstan Stream. That's a new variety. It's got a reddish color, fewer seeds, a thinner skin. It's a fantastic new variety we just introduced. We have a double Mahoy bananas that we have a large selection of those now. We just got 100 Fajola, which is a pineapple guava.
Oh, those are beautiful too.
Anise, which is a great native. I love it. And I love that licorice-like scent of the leaves. Schiller's viburnum is a wonderful native viburnum. We love that one. Hollies of all types, like I mentioned. Little gem magnolias. We have some blooming right now.
Oh,
the
that's
scent is just heavenly.
That's wonderful. So now downtown DeLand is so quaint and has such wonderful shops like the old-fashioned but decadent Pat and Tony's Sweet Things. Tony and I love going there. They have art studios, museums, all kind of restaurants and clothing stores.
Yeah.
But right downtown.
Cooks too, the buffet.
Yes. Oh, all the restaurants are really cool. And so, but you're right downtown and you have an oasis where you can walk in the shade underneath the canopy of the oak trees and see all kinds of orchids blooming. How's your orchid trail doing?
Better. We just added several new ones, you know, the most spectacular, unique colors of like maroon and yellow and all types of very, very good, you know, Vanda, Phalaenopsis, Cattleyas. So you're going to be amazed. You go in there, it's like cool in the heat of the day, and we see the spectacular view of the tall oaks and the streamers of the Spanish moss coming down. You think you've been transformed to Narnia.
Oh, it's just an optimal place to go. And then also, too, the children love going there.
They do. They love my little doggy, Thor, too. He loves children. They love to play with him. He's a really gentle dog.
Okay, so Dana, tell everybody where you're located in downtown DeLand and what your website is.
Okay, qualitygreenspecialist.com. We're at 335 West Michigan Avenue. We're only 3.5 blocks west of the Stetson campus, just on the northern edge of downtown. And you can walk to downtown or walk to the nursery from downtown and have a nice, beautiful stroll with all the old historic houses. It's quite an interesting area.
That's wonderful. And you also have, you know, vegetables and annuals and butterfly plants, and you can even get mulch, right?
Absolutely. We have two types of soil amendments, you know, that are really well mineralized, balanced out with all the organics in available form, like the potting soil and the compost. People come in and say, your potting soil is magical. Then they tried the compost. They say, that's even better.
That's great, Dana. Thank you so much for coming on this morning. That's qualitygreenspecialist.com. You have a good weekend, Dana. Thank you so much.
You too. Have a great show.
Okay. Thank you, Dana. I appreciate it. What a perfect name for your nursery, Quality Green Specialist. He's got quality plants. He's environmentally knowledgeable. He can help you with your soil conditions in your sandy soils here in Florida. And you can also get those native trees and shrubs and edible fruit trees. That is so important to, you know, just to be able to eat off of, you know, the trees in your own yard.
Exactly. And there's nothing like being able to walk out into your backyard and pick them, or if your neighbors have them, get permission from your neighbors and pick them and share with your neighbors.
That's right, Lucy. We're going to take a break right now. It's a perfect time to get on board with your call or your gardening question. Just dial 1-888-455-LAWNS or text 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651.
That's 800-398-0651.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-712-8082. 800-712-8082. 800-712-8082. That's 800-712-8082. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. Thank you for joining us this morning. We have Guy and Lizzie waiting for your phone calls, and we have your text messages, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. I'd love to hear what's blooming down in South Florida, what you're having issues with. I can help you. You can give us a call and get on the board there. And you know, if you have a question or if you have a problem in your garden, you're not the only one. Somebody else out there needs to hear it. And so you can be helping so many others by just calling in and giving us your questions. So when clients ask me what they should use to kill weeds in their yards, they sometimes talk about homemade recipes, vinegar, kitchen salt, rubbing alcohol, right, and boiling water. You know,
boiling water. We're going to kill it all.
And so, you know, these methods may kill the above ground portion, your leaves and your stems of your weeds, but they may not get to the root and it's going to come back again. So I never recommend homemade recipes. Always, there's always safe products on the shelf. If it's on the shelf, it is safe to use when used according to the label.
Yes.
And only, you know, as needed, not on a just a regular basis, just putting it in, because that gets expensive.
Yeah, and please follow the directions and read the whole directions, because people, you may be covering an acre or just a lot, and it actually breaks it down for you. And if it doesn't on the label, go to their website, please. That drives me insane.
It does, you know, it's so true. And if you don't know, let's say the label has worn off, but you still know what the product is. Every, you know, product out there, lawn product out there, herbicide, pesticides, has an 800 number. And they're so helpful.
Yes.
They will tell you exactly what to use and how to use it. And you can just give them a call, and that would be great. Always read the label. Now, the directions on the most of the labels of most herbicides say, do not use when temperatures are over 85 degrees. And that's, you know, Florida from May through October, usually, you know, the end of September. And so if you've ever used an herbicide and, you know, it didn't kill your weeds, well, there's a reason why. So in the summertime, with these hot temperatures, your weeds are stronger than the chemical used, basically. And you're going to damage your other plants and turf more in the summertime when you use these products, you know, not according to the label, and when the temperatures are hot. Also, some herbicides, and so I had someone say, yep, we put it down and nothing happened. And, you know, the plant even looked better after I put it down.
Wow.
So what did I do wrong? What's wrong with this product? Well, sometimes herbicides have a growth regulator in them. And what happens is that plant absorbs it and it starts to grow really fast, so that it looks great, but it's growing so fast that it literally starves itself. It can't get enough nutrition, and it will look good for 2 to 3 weeks and then all of a sudden just die.
Oh.
So you've got to give the herbicide time to, you know, work. And so that's important too. And then also there's products, you know, they sometimes have a chemical that will cause a burn.
Okay.
So that you think you've done, you know, a great job. You've killed it. It burned it. And the leaves are all, you know, wilting and, you know, suffering. And you think, yay, I did a great job. But it's not really what's going to kill the herb or the weed. So you want to give it time to work. And sometimes, not during the summertime, but sometimes you have to do a reapplication. So always read the label. Be clear, using herbicides in the summertime, you may damage your plants more than your weeds. So try to hold off on using an herbicide until October. The herbicides will work much better. So we have a text message that says, how can I remove the moss from the sago? Should I leave it on? And so it just depends on how much is on there. There's a reason why it's on there. So if you have moss on it, you probably have some trees, some oak trees that have moss in it. Or that they have the tillandsias, which are the little tiny little old gray man's little sphagnum moss on it that looks damaging. So I would say if you can pull it off, do so. Don't let it, you know, start to multiply on your sago. But find out the reason why. Sometimes when you're getting those moss on it, that if it's the lichens or is it the green moss? Maybe it's getting too much water.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and so you get that kind of Irish, you know, spring soap mossy feeling. But then there's also, too, it could be a sign of stress and decomposition, so that there's enough nutrition, because they get their water and their nutrition from the air. So if there's, you know, really starting to produce on your sago, definitely look and see if there's another issue. Great gardening question.
That's good.
Okay, so Lori in Sanford said, didn't catch Dana's response about azomite and foliar feeding of citrus. Please give more details and instructions on use. I would love to, but we've got some, you know, text messages and stuff. So Lori, when we post upload the show today, you can go back and you can listen to the whole show at your convenience. And you will also be able to hear the rest of the show, too, as well.
Exactly.
And so that is on betterlaunch.com. You can listen to it there. Or you can go to audioboom.com, and you can see all the topics and all of the information, links to any products or programs that we talk about here. Or you can go on to Facebook. I will post it later on this afternoon, probably be after 2 o'clock. And I will post it on Facebook, and you can just click on it, and you can hear Dana's recommendation. Or, Lori, you can call Quality Green Specialist.
Ooh,
and
there you go.
Yeah, you can call Dana, and he will personally tell you how to do that. And so so Dana's number, you just go to qualitygreenspecialist.com, and you can get that phone number. 1-888-455-2967. Or if you're in, you know, just want to text us, you just don't feel like calling in. You're in your PJs and your tea and coffee, and you just don't want to. You don't want to put out the effort. Then you can go ahead and just text us. We love getting text messages, and we love doing that. Also, too, we've got a great second hour coming up with Mary Phillips. It's going to be very interesting to hear what the news announcements this week are. And she can, she is going to fill us in on that. So what should you be doing in your lawn right now? Walking it on a regular basis. We have chinch bugs out there. We have sod webworms going strong right now. So you're going to want to just make sure that you're walking your yards on a regular basis. Call me with your gardening questions, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
When was the last time you had a truly awesome nursery experience? A nursery and garden center with a huge selection and friendly expert advice. We're talking about Quality Green Specialists in DeLand. At Quality Green, we have your favorite plants, fruit trees, flowers, vegetables, and herbs. Plus, with our 8011 fertilizer, organic azomite, and composted soil, your garden will look its very best. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
Are you a homeowner and need extra cash to pay off debt, medical bills, education expenses? Or are you planning for retirement? Homeowners like us have most of our money tied up in our homes. But what good does it do if you can't access your money with a real-life checkbook? Easy Knock offers a new way of getting cash out of your home. They buy it from you, and you stay in your home as a renter. And depending on your program, you can also buy it back at any time. If your credit score is not perfect, don't worry. Easy Knock can still help you get the cash you need. If your home is valued at $100,000 or more, take 5 minutes of your time to learn how to convert the equity in your home into cash. Give Easy Knock a call right now.
800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. That's 800-382-7624.
Work zones present many challenges that require all drivers to stay alert. When entering a work zone, drivers should obey speed limits, avoid distractions, and maintain extra space between other vehicles. It is important to give others room and never attempt to cut off large trucks or buses. Remember, they are not able to stop as quickly as smaller vehicles. As you travel through the state, be prepared to stop, reduce your speed, and move into open lanes as soon as possible. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Jennifer knows firsthand that not all military trauma is combat related. As a sexual assault survivor, she left the service and tried to move on, but the depression and nightmares never left. Jennifer got the help she needed. Now, she works at the Florida Veterans Support Line, using her journey to help fellow vets find the support and resources they need. Call 1-844-MY-FL-VET. Confidential, 24/7.
If adjusting to civilian life is hard, call me. I've been there.
Living with a body of water right outside your home sounds delightful. Until these boogers start showing up. Mosquitoes aren't just annoying. They can carry deadly diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. But with Summit Mosquito Dunks, you can have your pond without all the worry. Simply drop a Summit Mosquito Dunk into standing water and kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Mosquito Dunks are harmless to people, pets, fish, and wildlife. So it's just that stop hanging around. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. You have a few more minutes in this first hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. Get your questions in and text messages. I've got some that are really interesting, and we'd love to hear from you. You also want to stay tuned for the second hour. Mary Phillips, she is the Senior Director of Gardens for Wildlife, which is a program of the successful pollinator program and also National Wildlife Federation.
So, yes.
So they are a great organization, and she's got some news for us this week, Lizzie.
I can't wait.
She is always so. So you were telling me, Lizzie, that that you were talking about it yesterday morning, and Bud made this confession.
He did. He made a confession. You know what? I don't even want to say what it's about until maybe later.
Okay, so we'll have to wait until the second hour.
Yes.
To hear the confession. That's great. Okay, so in Tallahassee, I've got just a text message that says, "I have this clover-like plant that comes or grows in my yard every year. It's very pernicious." I love that you know how to spell that correctly. I'm very excited. "Lawn guy says they can't spray for it because it's going to kill the grass as well. The plant is very low to the ground and spreads like crazy. A hand pull up all over that I can." And so I don't know what you're asking. You can't spray anything on it right now if it's in your grass. And I don't know what kind of grass you have. But if it's, you probably are going to have to take care of it in the springtime and in the fall for a couple of years. And so if it's so much that you can't see your turf on it, then, you know, that one of the best things to do, it's a little expensive, but you replace your turf. Dig it up and, you know, just go ahead and put down new sod. If that's not an option for you, then you're going to have to wait until October where you can put down an herbicide for your specific type of turf, which would be atrazine for St. Augustine grass, zine. You like how you
there
can
you
remember
go.
The
I like that.
Augustine atrazine, so you can remember it real easy. And then Orbigaea grass, which is 2,4-D and dicamba combinations. And so you can do that. Then you're going to have to do it again. You're going to have to put a pre-emergent down in the springtime and then probably another fall treatment in 2023 as well. So it may take you a couple of years to get it under control. Here's what you want to do. You want to make sure that it doesn't flower or go to seed. So you're going to want to keep your turf cut at an appropriate level that maintains that weed. So I hope that helps. I don't have too much more information to give you or directions because it is summertime, and your lawn guy is correct. If he puts an herbicide down right now, it's going to kill the turf on it. So we don't want to do that. 1-888-455-2967.
That's okay. I was doing that. I think it was Thursday as I kept messing up the text line. I kept adding an extra 8. And Alan and Bud on Good Morning Orlando was like, "Lizzie, it's right there in your face." I'm like, "I know." So So it's 23680 is our text line.
That's it. And we'll take those. So what should you be doing in your garden right now? Well, you can be buying seeds for your fall garden. This is the time of the year. You can buy seeds for herbs, and it's a really great way, an inexpensive way to get a lot of plants for a low amount of money. And so it's very cost saving. So you can be buying your seeds now. And it's also a good time because if you wait until September or October, the seeds might not be available.
True.
We're going to go into another year, the economic conditions we have. People are buying their own seeds to start their own food.
Yes, and I did notice that because I went last weekend to go buy my herbs so I could get them planted. And I was like, why am I not finding mint? Why am I not? I was like, holy cow.
It's not going to be there. People are just buying it up so quickly. So, but you can also start your tomato, pepper, and eggplant seeds for August. Middle of August is great time to plant tomatoes and peppers and eggplants. So this is the time now to start seeds. And then in 2 to 3 weeks, they'll be, you know, big enough that you can just pop them into your container or your raised bed or in the ground. And so I'm looking forward to doing that. And I know Tony is too as well. Tony's a pepper fanatic. He loves all different kinds of peppers. And I love, do you know which ones I love? I love the sweet banana peppers.
Yes.
And I love the cow horns.
Oh,
have you ever grown cow horns?
No, I haven't.
They look kind of like banana peppers, only they don't curl as much.
Okay.
And they're a little bit longer, and they're about the same color. So did you know that red and the yellow peppers in the store are no different than the green peppers?
What?
Okay.
So are you talking about bell peppers?
Bell peppers, yes. And but all peppers, the green, the yellow, and the orange, did I say red? The red, yes. Yellow, and orange, and green. They all come from the green peppers.
Really?
But then the longer they're on the plant, they change color.
And they're sweeter. And that's what I've noticed.
Yes.
That makes sense.
And so then it goes from red to orange to yellow, or is it yellow, orange, and red? I'll have to check that out. I don't know which.
I think it goes
green, red.
Yes.
And then orange and yellow.
Yes.
Okay. And so but it's very interesting. And so that's why the peppers cost more, the colorful ones, because the farmer has to maintain them and water them and fertilize them longer.
Oh, dang.
So they take more care. So that
makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. And so also too, blackberries. If you're growing blackberries, this is a time to cut back declining stems, any stems that are brown or, you know, kind of leggy, cut them back because blackberries only grow on, new growth. So you want to do that. You can give your fruit trees a light trimming. And anytime that you see new leaves flushing out, that's when you're going to want to put down a pesticide, an insecticide, to kill the normal, the insect information.
All right, I have a question, and I saw this on a video, and I saw whenever you have your tomato plants, so tell me if I'm right or wrong on this, that if you clip a lot of the leaves away that aren't producing, then it allows more airflow into your tomato plants so that they will produce and maybe not get mold or get insects?
Yes, a good air circulation is important, but you don't want to cut too many off because that's how the plant goes through photosynthesis.
Okay,
but yes, you want to make sure you always have good air circulation, especially if you're growing in a patio area, mm-hmm. or an area where you're in between buildings or the houses are on zero lot lines, and so you want to always have good air circulation.
Okay,
that's very good. I'm very proud of you, Lizzie. That's
well, thank wonderful. You. I do my research every once in a while.
So what could you be pruning right now? Well, this is a great time to prune your tropical plants. If they are too large, like your hibiscus is like 9 to 10 feet tall, then you are definitely going to want to, you know, cut it back. You can cut it back, you know, by a third is what's recommended. If it's that tall, you may have to cut it by 50%. And that way it's going to flush out again because pruning always stimulates growth. And it's going to harden off and be okay for our winter time. It's not going to go through much damage. But if you cut your tropicals in October, November, and December, then if we get a winter freeze, it's going to, you know, affect the plant more more harshly. So you want to cut your hibiscus, your gingers, any of your scheffleras, cut them back right now. And, you know, especially if you're going away on vacation, I treat it like it's a haircut.
Right.
And so you just go ahead and cut it back, and you don't have to look at that haircut, that pruning, until you get back, and it'll already start to flush out and be and look good. So is there a preferred method to start a crepe myrtle? This is a text message. And it says, I started crepe myrtle from an existing sapper at the base of the tree. That's a great question. Yes, you can start new crepe myrtles. You want to make sure that you're getting a very flexible green, you know, one that's easily moved, that's about 8 to 12 inches long, okay? And then you cut it diagonally at the bottom, and then you strip the leaves that are going to be underneath the dirt about, 3 to 4 inches on the stem, okay? Strip that. And then you just go ahead and put it in a pot with good potting soil. Keep it moist and put it in the shade. That'll be good. And you'll get some crepe myrtles. Now, I have a 30% rate. Okay, that's my statistics of success. 30% rate of statistics. And so I usually, if I need one or three, then I do, you know, three or nine. That way I get it. Coming up, we're going to be talking to Mary Phillips. She is the executive director of Garden for Wildlife, a National Wildlife Federation program. She's going to be giving us the sad news about the monarch butterfly that was announced this week. We're trying so hard to provide more habitat, but are we really doing enough? Mary's going to give us this week's announcement and provide solutions that you can do in your own landscape. We're also taking your messages on text 23680. So Patty from Palm Bay, thank you very much. We'll get to you in the next hour. And also, too, you can give us a call after Mary's interview. We're going to also have the dirty word of the day.
I'm so excited. Wait, I can't wait.
Wait till you hear it. And I know all of you John Denver lovers are going to be so happy. From Summit Responsible Solutions Studio and SummitResponsibleSolutions.com, I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.